Thanks for tuning in to Wellness with Lucky. I'm Lucky, author and spiritual teacher. I am happy to be here with you now, sending light and joy from the island of Maui here in the heart of Hawaii. Today we get to hear a listener question from Ellen. I'm excited to address her specific needs, and my suggestions for her wellness can be applied to your current situation. I have faith that your higher power will use something I say in this episode to bolster you through the challenge that you are currently facing. One more note, when Ellen and I were talking in preparation for her listener question, she expressed concern about cleaning out her garage, which is full of her mother's things. Even though she didn't spell this out in her listener question, I address it in my response. Alrighty, here we go.
This is Ellen from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I have a question about grief. My mom passed away just 6 months ago in January. I was a caretaker for more than 20 years for my mom and her husband. It's a struggle to handle the quiet and just the change of lifestyle difference from the demands of work, and then going from that to a much different pace and trying to be productive, but also just get used to this new lifestyle that's in front of me.
Ellen, thank you so much for your question. I have some suggestions for you. Try any of these, all of these. If something works for you, great. If something does not resonate with you, skip it. Use my ideas to spark your own ideas. I send you blessings that you get through this grieving period, and God blesses you during this time. I suggest that during the next 3 days, you do three things. You write, you meditate, and you clean out your garage. Do a search on the internet for grief journal prompts, and for the next 3 days, either write one longer journal entry, maybe write a paragraph to answer one of those journal prompts, or maybe you start with the idea of writing a paragraph and you end up spending some extra time and you write a page or 2 pages or 3 pages, that's fine. Or you can write one sentence per day for the next 3 days. Lately, that's how I've been journaling. I'll just write one sentence. It's usually a message to my higher power asking for help or expressing gratitude. Sometimes that turns into a longer time of writing, and a lot of times it's just one sentence. And it's the everyday activity of writing that helps me. So those are my suggestions for writing. I also suggest that for the next 3 days you meditate twice daily, in the morning and in the evening. If you are already in the habit of meditating, great, go for it. You can maybe expand that a bit. If you're not in the habit of meditating on a regular basis, no problem. For the next 3 days, get a timer. Set a timer for 1 minute. If you're using your phone, put it on airplane mode so you don't have any kind of notifications popping up. If you have some kind of non-electronic timer, a kitchen timer, that's good because then it's just the timer. There's no distractions that are going to pull you away that are in your phone and pops up, and then you're done meditating, you're looking at what's on your phone. So you just set it for 1 minute, and for 1 minute you meditate in the morning, and then again before you go to bed at some point in the evening, set that timer for 1 minute, and you do that for 3 days. In the future, you can build from there, or you can just keep it as 1 minute in the evening, 1 minute in the morning. That's going to help you a lot. You can do a guided meditation. There are all kinds of guided meditations you can find on the internet. The simplest way is to listen to your breath, or maybe count how many breaths go in and out for 1 minute. It takes me about 6 slow, deep breaths to reach 1 minute. So sometimes if I need to come back to myself, I need to let go of negativity, I will commit to 30 seconds of meditation, which means I just pay attention to my breath for 3 breaths, and that's my meditation. You can bring an affirmation into your meditation practice. My mind goes to squirrely places sometimes when I meditate. Most of the time I'm problem solving, I'm planning for the future when I'm trying to meditate. So if I bring an affirmation into the meditation practice, I'll write something on a card that I want to practice in my head and in my heart while I'm meditating. If I physically have that written down on a piece of paper or a 3x5 card, whenever my mind wanders to something else, I bring it back to the words that are written on the affirmation card. You can also attend a meditation class, either in person where you live or online. That can be very helpful to be in a room, either an actual physical room or a virtual room full of other people who are sitting quietly and meditating. That helps me a lot. I was blessed to be at an ashram in Assisi, Italy recently, and being in the temple with a whole bunch of other people who are doing their imperfect best to sit still and be quiet in themselves and in their bodies, that helped me to do my imperfect best to sit still and be there in quiet in my body and in my mind. Positive peer pressure, that can be a good thing. One more thing I suggest that you do over the next 3 days, clean out your garage. Now, I don't mean top to bottom, just a little bit. Get an accountability partner. That could be yourself. If you write down a goal, not just think it in your head, but write it down. At some point in the next 3 days, I'm going to clean my garage for 20 minutes. You're just going to set the timer for 20 minutes. You're going to do something in your garage to organize it, to get rid of one thing, or maybe it works for you just to focus on one box. You're going to pick out the box. There's a whole bunch of boxes full of stuff. You're going to pick one box. You're going to set it aside and you're going to write that on your goal list for the next 3 days. You're going to open that box and you're going to work on cleaning out that box. Maybe all you'll do is open it and cry for a little while and take out one item and decide, okay, I'm going to keep this, and take out one other item and decide, oh, okay, I'm going to give this to Goodwill. And that's it. And that's all you do in moving toward cleaning out your garage. Cool. So that's 3 days. At the end of those 3 days, you take a deep breath and then you write goals for the next 3 days. Maybe you want to do the same thing. Maybe journaling to the next grief prompt sounds like it would be a good idea. Maybe the meditation felt good. You want to stick with it 1 minute every morning and every evening. Or maybe that didn't quite feel like enough and you want to go to 2 minutes. You like the guided meditation. You want to do that again. You kind of liked it, but you want to find a better one. Whatever your goals are, write those down for the next 3 days. And then whatever plan you want to come up with moving forward, cleaning out your garage, or maybe you decided not a good fit for me, I'm going to hire some people to help me do that. Or maybe you decide I'm not ready for that yet, I'm going to put that off till next month or indefinitely. That's okay. So whatever your goals are at the end of the first 3 days, make some really super easy goals for the next 3 days. Not I'm going to finish cleaning out the garage, just super easy targeted goals. Clean for 20 minutes or clean one box. Another goal for you, in the next 30 days, do something new that's social. Some kind of in-person event. Maybe you can sign up for a language class, a cooking class. Maybe you can join a walking group, or not even join. It's not like you have to, I'm signing up for the rest of my life. Just go on one walk. If there's some kind of group in your community that's offering something that fits in your budget, free, low cost, maybe you have a lot of money, you want to spend a lot of money, and you want to join some kind of social event, one thing in person with other people in the next 30 days. You can act like a tourist. When people visit Milwaukee or the surrounding areas, what do? If you have friends or family coming to visit and you're like, hey, we're going to play tourists, I'm going to show you the sights, what is it that you would take other people to do in your area? Go and do one of those things. That's another idea. Now, if you go by yourself, that's great, but that does not check off the social checkbox. So I want you to start reaching out or continue reaching out to build some new friendships, some new social support. And even if you don't make long-lasting friendships, just being with people for the two-hour class or the one-hour walk, that can be enough. The following week or the following month, you do one more social thing. And maybe you'll make some friends and you do things with them again, or maybe not. Maybe you just do the group thing and that can be good enough. I also suggest that you look for a grief group, either online or in person. Think of that as being of service to others. groups only function when there's a group of people. So if someone's put together a grief group and it got going and then it started to fizzle and now they really could use some support and you show up and breathe some new life into the group, you're there to listen to them, you're there to share some things that are on your heart and mind, that's going to help those other people. And again, it doesn't have to be a big long-range goal. Oh, I'm going to join a grief group and then I'm going to be committed to going all the time. You could just go once and see how it feels. And if it feels, that might be helpful and I think maybe I helped other people by me being there, maybe you could commit to the next 6 months or the next 6 weeks. Keep the goals doable and then do them. Commit to doing them. And I suggest that whatever you decide on that you write down, because if you just think in your head, it's likely to fade out of your head and it won't turn into action. Another possibility to help you through this time is to volunteer. You have lots of talents and experiences and knowledge and wisdom, and you can put those wonderful gifts that you've gathered through the years to use in helping other people, volunteering and whatever capacity in your own community, or maybe it could be something online that can help you get out of your head, get into the world. Again, social interactions come inherent with that, and you get to contribute, and that can help you move through the grieving process. You can also write letters. You can do things to honor the people that you've lost. You can write them letters. You can have some kind of ceremony and read them the letter, or burn the letter, or bless the letter and send it on its way, wherever that may be. You can plant a tree. You can plant some flowers in honor of that person. You could cook the person's favorite meal and invite a friend over to share it. Do something or multiple things to honor the person that you miss and that you love. And lastly, don't forget about self-care. Self-manicure, pedicure. You can go out and splurge and pay for a manicure and or pedicure. You can take a luxuriously hot bath or shower. You can go on a walk every day. If the weather's nice, go for a walk outside for sure. If the weather's not nice, maybe you have a mall that's near you and you can walk around the mall, going for hikes. You can try a new healthy recipe, all kinds of manner of self-care to help you throughout your whole life and definitely through a time of sadness that you don't want to forget about taking really good care of yourself. Thank you again for the question. I just bless you with love during this time. Thank you for listening and thanks for reviewing this podcast. That's a big help, and I appreciate it. If you could use support to your mental, emotional, and everyday needs, you could choose me, as your coach. Personal coach, wellness coach, life coach, all of the above. You'll find me at wellnesswithlucky.com. Also at wellnesswithlucky.com, you'll find free resources, freebies, to support your creation of the beautiful, wonderful life that you deserve. Aloha.